News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. Got a whole audience full of right side ruffians out there, people who listen from all over the state because and out of the state for that matter, because you can also listen to us live anytime you want to, streaming online. So if you're outside the WVNN AM-FM capability, ain't no worries. All you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So that's how you can get it done. Hey, Copper, we got to do Triple Dipper. I forgot about that a minute ago. So got some good doings today on the show. Going to tell you about that. Get that Triple Dipper sound effect ready, Copper. In 3 p.m., I've got a caller coming in, retired Army Colonel Jim Hawkins, good friend of mine. We served together. Jim, though, is also nationally known as a disaster response coordinator. He's someone who has coordinated over 40 disasters for the state of Alabama as the head of Alabama's disaster response cell called the Domestic Operations Group in Montgomery. And he is like I said, known nationally for his skill, his training, his experience in doing that. And he now does so as a senior principal and manager for Dynamis Inc., which is a defense contractor here in Huntsville. But listen, I'm going to have Jim Hawkins on to talk about what it's like to coordinate all that in the wake of these massive tornadoes that we just saw. But there's more than just that, so Triple Dipper. Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so Triple Dipper of the day as I sit here in the studio, well overdressed for radio, drinking a cup of Just Love coffee. I've got number one of the Triple Dipper is this: prosecutors who refuse to prosecute. It's amazing to me watching judges and prosecutors that go in there with a liberal agenda with no intent to abide by the laws, to enforce those laws. They just simply do what they think is best. We're going to talk about that and the impact it's having around the nation. That'll be a part of my Right Side Way comments here in a moment. Also, tornado relief. We're talking about Kentucky, but we're talking about it in terms of what next for those folks and how can we maybe participate. And then number three on the Triple Dipper, Bidenomics. Inflation is at a 39-year high. Bidenomics. We're going to talk about that and break it down a little bit. But listen, let me jump into my opening monologue here a little bit later than usual. There's a site that I look at once in a while on social media. It's a page, really. It's called You Had One Job. It has a constant stream of pictures and memes and GIFs, sometimes with a hilarious one-line comment that shows the foibles of everyday folks who literally make the world's worst gaffes and goofs. Stuff like, you know, painting the crosswalk in a street and misspelling the word stop in the hand-painted lettering on the asphalt. Or, you know, one of the classics is the toilet seat that was put on backwards with a lid on the bottom, like that's going to work. Or the outside stairs to the house that don't go to the door, or the mispackaged products from foreign countries that don't have good quality control, like the cheap knockoff toy of the Hulk that I saw holding a Captain America shield. I'm pretty sure that wasn't any of the movies in the Marvel Universe. But we've all done it. You know, those moments that we finish something, we look at the result and realize we totally blew it. Like, how did I forget the blank? And you fill in the blank for whatever you did. Those are funny, usually. But then there's the not-so-funny examples of people who just literally refuse to do their job. Like, how does that work? You know, you get paid, but you don't do it. Just sucking down that paycheck and leaving it all to chance, I guess. Sometimes it's the person with no self-discipline or the person with no sense of pride or loyalty to the brand that they're riding for. I remember once Charlene and I had an issue with a guy we hired to put in some tile in our kitchen. I mean, we had no money. We saved up to put in a new backsplash. It was big doings on our little budget. And so the guy who quoted the job thought it was just too small to spend much of his time on. So he farmed it out to another guy who was supposed to be good with doing whatever came his way, right? Well, the new guy knew tile. Not an expert, apparently, as we had to point out that some of his work was getting put on a little crooked. And then only with part of the job done, he just didn't show up. Didn't show up for several days. We had to call the original guy, and I reminded him that it was his reputation on the line. He promised to get him over there, which he did when he called and woke the slacker up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And somehow that made the slacker mad at us for daring to question, daring to expect, daring to want what we were paying for. Oh, he came back, and he was one grumpy slacker tile guy. And the day he left, our dishwasher overflowed with suds all over the floor because we're pretty sure the grumpy slacker tile guy filled up the back of our dishwasher with liquid dish soap as some kind of passive-aggressive payback. You know, I'm just glad I didn't see him anymore after that. I mean, dude, you had one job. On a different but a similar note, did you hear recently about the case in Blount County, where hundreds of unopened Amazon packages were found in a ravine off of a rural road? Yes, hundreds. Apparently some slacker delivery guy had other things to do. Other things, you know, besides his job. His one job. Unbelievable. I mean, did he go to the job interview planning to not do the job, the one job that he was being hired for? Okay, Mr. Smith, I see on your resume you spent time working for several other delivery companies in the past year. Are you sure you're capable of being an Amazon fulfillment delivery driver?
Sure I am. I promise. Wink, wink.
I mean, that's all small fry stuff, you know, in the big scheme of life. But other times that same kind of trend is far more serious. Like the person who willfully sets out to avoid doing that which others are relying on them to do, knowing full well that it not only violates a trust, but it literally has the effect of potentially destroying people's lives. Case in point, activist prosecutors and judges who simply decide they don't want to or don't intend to prosecute crime. Now hear me when I say that I get the fact that sentencing has to be commensurate with the crime. I get that. And there are some good programs out there. One example is what are often called pretrial diversion programs. You take a nonviolent first-time drug offender, offer them a rehab program, which they have to complete in order to avoid incarceration. I get that. As a state senator, I was part of the movement to help establish what we refer to now as veterans courts. Vets often don't realize to what extent that there's programs just for them that they can enroll in for counseling and mental health and financial assistance and mentorship and job skills training. And if a court knows that the low-level offender is a military veteran, well, they can just plug them into those programs as an alternative to basic sentencing. All of those and more like them, those are good things. But folks, we've got a problem, though, with liberal activist prosecutors who somehow get appointed or elected to fill the role of U.S. attorneys and state attorneys generals or district attorneys and even municipal judges with every intention of implementing an agenda of their own. Let me point something out to all of those who wink-wink at the public trust to decide that they will selectively prosecute crime. You have one job. One job. In jurisdictions all over this country, we're seeing an epidemic of prosecutors who refuse to prosecute. It's not just one here and one there. They are everywhere, and their ill-fated, fully intentional policies of non-enforcement are wreaking havoc on the communities they're supposed to serve, defend, and protect. In liberal San Francisco, where citizens have long put up with needles and human feces in the street, there's a finally reaching boiling point with liberal district attorney Chesa Boden, who is focused on what they describe as corporate wage theft while going soft on crime that impacts every member of society. Like the woman I just read about, who was finally arrested after 120 shoplifting instances in which she accumulated over $40,000 in stolen goods. Well, district attorney Chesa Boden is up for a recall vote in 6 months. As an attorney, I've done multiple real estate closings in the past year for California refugees. One man whose closing I conducted literally moved his entire business and all 20 of his employees to Alabama just to get out of the mess in California, but it's not just there. Chicago, New York, Detroit, Portland, and many, many points in between. Here's the deal. Prosecutors may have the need to assess all cases before them and triage them so they get some priority while others take longer, but the law is still the law. It is not a prosecutor's job to decide that certain laws are just not worthy of enforcement. Only the legislative body, at the local, state, or federal level, can enact the laws. Prosecutors, they are appointed or elected for the sole purpose of prosecuting on behalf of the people they were appointed or elected to protect. Period. They have one job. Just one job. And if they won't do their job, then they are no better to society than that grumpy slacker tile guy. And maybe they can deliver Amazon packages, but then again, maybe not. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, I'm gonna hit up some stuff today, and some of it's gonna bug you, and I know it is. So trigger warning. You know, we might have trigger warnings every day on this show, but trigger warning, it's coming. Talking about prosecutors who do not want to prosecute, and I've got the example of one judge in Alabama who was just removed from the bench last week. Can you imagine? A judge who wouldn't do her job. A judge who was literally making not only her staff, but the lawyers and anybody who came to her court miserable and wouldn't do her job right down the road in Jefferson County. But on top of that, we got it going on right now in Chicago. We got things happening where literally the good guys are getting prosecuted for carrying a gun to defend themselves. And I'm not just talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. We got a situation right now going on up in, where was that, Philadelphia, where an off-duty security guard who had a license to carry had to defend himself against three thugs on public transportation. And when he shot them, he's the one now being prosecuted. They are not. I'm just telling you, there are some activist prosecutors and judges out there who are making a mockery of the legal system. And they're doing nothing to protect the communities they were designed to protect. So that's this whole first segment. The whole first segment on the show today. Number one of the Triple Dipper. Prosecutors who refuse to prosecute. Judges who refuse to judge. I got news. It ain't right. And they need to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I missed you. Did you miss me? I'm back. We'll be right back after this.